We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 9, The Road to Living Death, Part 3 of 3.
So he really is alive? Where is he?
Hold your lighter closer so I can read this thing. He's not far from the other beacons. But he keeps moving it around and pressing the panic button.
Oh, that means he's alive.
He can't actually do what he's doing right now.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so how are we going to get him?
I'm more worried about us right now. We're not exactly in the clear.
But Datu might not be alive for much longer.
If we go out that door, I guarantee we'd be joining him. He saw how many there were out there.
So we're just going to leave him there?
I don't plan on it, but we're going to have to wait until dawn. But we're going after him.
We're going to stay in here all night?
Don't have much of a choice, do we?
I guess not.
Here, you want a candy bar? It's a little bit melted, but...
Ugh! How can you eat that right now, in here, with that smell?
Actually, it helps. Try it.
Okay. I was wrong. Thanks.
This whole mission just got so messed up.
I know, I was there.
I'm sorry for taking it this far.
You had no idea this was going to happen.
I should have listened to you and just turned around. Some leader I am.
You couldn't have predicted what would have happened. You were trying to save what hope we had left.
I mean, what are the odds, you know? The car not starting, Datu dropping the map, locator shutting off. No one could have predicted that the floor would have caved in right by the locator, right as Datu was grabbing it. What? Just what awful luck. I swear I'm cursed.
Well, it didn't really cave in. There was a hole. It was just covered.
Wait, there what?
The hole Datu fell through. There was like some paper or something over the hole. I couldn't even tell.
Serious?
Yeah, why?
You think one of them put it there like a trap?
Right.
Wouldn't be the first time. I mean, Saul and Lizzie saw another trap when they were out. What if this is one of those? I mean, those things were waiting down below. How could they have gotten there so fast?
You think so?
I think it'd be crazy not to consider it.
Poor Datu.
I know, and it's my fault. But he's still alive, and I'm not leaving this place without him.
I know you won't. Okay, this thing's getting hot now.
Might as well leave it off. The fastest way to the morning is making yourself go to sleep.
Right. Easier said than done. With everything that happened today...
I brought something just for such an occasion. You mind turning on the light? I want to make sure I don't take the wrong pills. Yep. These are them. Here, just take two. Normally I don't take them, but we sure need our strength tomorrow.
We're going in there tomorrow, aren't we?
Whatever it takes to get Datu.
Whew. I can already feel them take effect.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Night, Angel.
Night, Riley. sweet.
Angel? What are you doing?
Oh, hey, you're up. I just wanted to see if it looked clear, and it does.
You weren't going to wake me up first?
It was pitch black, and I wasn't going to go grabbing.
I don't know whether to thank you or kick you.
Well, come out and breathe some of this air. Just a tad bit better out here than in there, huh?
There may be a stale wine in the air, but it sure beats the fridge. Ugh, I smell like rotten meat. I need to find something to change into.
No, wait. Why make it better when we could make it worse? Here, pour some of this wine on you. I'll do the same. This might just buy us some time.
Well played, but I prefer the white instead of the red.
I'm sure it doesn't matter, all right? Come on. Let's go check the window. Make sure the coast is clear. Look, they're going back inside.
Oh my god, is that one dragging?
Yeah, it's dragging a body behind it.
Zombie body or?
Human.
Anyone we know?
Doesn't look familiar.
Oh, for a second there. I mean, well, don't get me wrong, it's horrible, but I'm just glad it wasn't one of us, you know?
Yeah. Me too. Come on. We waited until they had all gone inside the building before we went outside. I could feel my heart beating through the tip of my hair. It's clear.
You're sure? I remember the last...
Yes, I'm sure. Come on. We'll sneak along the trash pile over there.
Angel, I don't think this is a trash pile.
Hold on, let me check something. There's a signal coming from within the pile.
Oh no, is it Datu's?
No, it's one of the dead ones we tagged. I want a closer look.
Angel, that's not trash.
Oh, wow. Well, we know where they take their dead.
They just put them all in one big... lump?
Looks like it.
Why would they do that?
Hold on. Let me check my zombie manual and I'll get back to you.
Smartass.
You keep asking things I don't know.
Well, look at them. They've been picked clean.
Like, they eat them?
I don't know. Let me check my manual.
Touché. Hold your breath. We're getting closer.
I think from all these bad smells, my nose isn't going to work anymore. Shit! Get behind those bodies!
What is it? You see one?
Yeah. And he's dragging another body with him. This one's moving!
Wait. What are you planning to do?
I don't know. But we need to do something.
Yeah? Like not give us away so we can find Datu?
We can do both.
You missed!
One sec! So a little shaky. It must be those sleeping pills still taking effect.
I gave you aspirin.
What?
And you slept like a baby. Come on.
It's a girl. Angel.
Definitely not one of them. Not yet, anyway. Don't bite marks. Check out her eyes, look. They're still normal.
Is she alive?
I can't find a pulse. Wait, there it is. It's weak, but it's there. But it's fading.
Well, do something.
There's nothing I have that'll help her now.
So you're just going to let her die?
I can't save her, Riley.
That's not fair. I killed the zombie. I saved her. She's supposed to be okay now.
She was gone before you took the shot.
I'm just so tired of this. My curse.
We're still here, aren't we? Between Skittles' friends and the other ones that were taken here by those things, I consider us pretty damn lucky.
But that was inside still.
And we're gonna use a bit of that luck to get him out of there. Come on. Let's try to find another way inside this place. I don't think the front door is probably our best way in. You with me?
Yeah.
We're gonna bring Datu home, Riley. I promise. We're not leaving this place without him.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Reef Systems, Inc. has been in business for over 25 years. Their clients include such businesses as Quicksilver, Bass Pro Shops, the Hyatt Hotels, and even the Department of Fish and Game. They specialize in custom aquariums from 100 gallons to 20,000 gallons and have traveled all over the United States delivering that service. For all your fish tank needs, contact Rick Barboza or Martin Kendrick at Reef Systems, Inc., 714-751-FISH. That's 714-751-3474. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Nico Marvin, Tammy Klein, Scott Marvin, Jenna McCombie, and Michael Ray Clark. I'm Michael Swan. Edited by Rosemary Marez. Written and directed by Casey Whalen. Associate producer Jason Scott. Composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. This has been a Whalen production.